This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And just a reminder, folks, around 11:15, we'll have Governor Jeff Landry joining us, and we'll be covering his speech that he delivers to the folks that are here for this award ceremony at the Sheraton New Orleans Hotel. Joining us now is Colonel Robert P. Hodges, Superintendent of Louisiana State Police. I've known Robert for a long time. I think he does great work. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheriff. Glad to be on this morning with the big awards event following.
Absolutely. Colonel, let's talk briefly about Troop NOLA. Kind of give us the state of the state of Troop NOLA today.
So we're very pleased with our progress. As you know, tomorrow will be 10 months since Governor Landry took office and I was appointed. And we've been actively in Troop NOLA following Carnival this past February. And since that time, we just had incredible success. And the importance of the success is really attributed to a lot of factors. The partnership with the New Orleans Police Department, our other state agencies, wildlife and fisheries, alcohol, tobacco control, probation and parole, harbor police, levee district police, our federal partners, FBI, DEA, ATF, U.S. Marshals, all of those together has put us in a position to be a force multiplier in reducing crime in the city, specifically violent crime. And we're very pleased with the success thus far, but due to Governor Landry's vision and the permanent troop in the city, this will continue because you know all too well with your 40 years in law enforcement that you have to maintain that uniform presence day in and day out to keep the entire parish and city safe.
It's all about pressure. I know that you guys were trying to establish Troop NOLA here, and it was going to grow, obviously, because you had to build the numbers and everything else. If you'd give us a report on that.
So Troop NOLA was still filling the ranks. We have some vacancies, but how we have – well, let me back up by saying about 4 weeks ago, we graduated 55 new troopers, and they went across the state to the all the nine of the 10 troops, excluding Troop NOLA. They're in field training right now. We started another academy class 3 weeks ago. We have 51 remaining. That's a law enforcement-only class. That will graduate on January the 24th. When those graduate and they finish field training, we'll be able to reassign troopers from neighboring troops like Troop B, Troop L, Troop C, and fill the ranks in Troop NOLA. How we've been working with the current numbers that we have now, which is not a complete staff, is we've been bringing in troopers from around the state as well as partnering with those other agencies. And we hope, our goal is come Super Bowl in February, that we'll be very close to the full complement that we see for Troop NOLA, which is right around 40 troopers.
Yeah, and it sounds easy, but you and I both know it's not, right?
It is not. It's recruiting, training, additional training, because it's policing in an urban environment, understanding the culture. So we really focus on ensuring that the men and women that we select to work in Troop NOLA have that experience, training, and, of course, the passion and desire, and understanding that expectation of how dangerous it is in the city and really across the state. But New Orleans, like many other cities, is unique. And so it requires not only training but continuous training throughout the year, and more importantly, a rotation of men and women because of the focus where you get away from maybe some of the other troop functions of more of a traffic patrol into more of a specific investigative side of it. And I think I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about our Bureau of Investigation. Louisiana is unique. Our state police, there's 21 other states that operate as a state police, as opposed to 27 others that have a highway patrol and a Bureau of Investigation. And because of that, we're fortunate to work each and every day with our own troopers in those investigative units. And much of the credit of Troop NOLA's investigations, arrests, and follow-up, and long-term commitment is really a large part of our Bureau of Investigation with narcotics and our detectives, insurance fraud and auto theft, intelligence, our troopers in the casinos. All of those respective areas and focuses help fuel the energy and, more importantly, the intelligence-led policing that has taken to a new level at this time right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
No, absolutely. Real quick, I know that you guys, a number of members of the LSP are going to be recognized today for a case in the conviction of Andrew Purnell, specifically Stefan Montgomery from the LSP, Ryan O'Leary, LSP, Chelsea Richardson, LSP, and Cheryl Swearingen, LSP. There's some Baton Rouge officers and 22nd District DA's officers as well. Tell us about that case.
Well, it's no secret that crime has no boundaries, and especially when we talk about the city of New Orleans, it's metropolitan. That's why you hear about the 22nd Judicial District and DA Colin Sims and our partnership with our border parishes. St. Tammany, St. Bernard, Jefferson, and Orleans are critical to combating the crime and being able to reach out to those detectives and those deputies in leveraging the numbers and being able to provide a complex, efficient, and effective investigation is why they're being recognized today. When you try to go in alone or you just go with a small group of people, you just don't have the resources. And I'm not just talking about personnel. Our investigative tools and technology, whether it's air support, whether it's someone that has an electronics canine. There's just so many things, you know, our availability with the new technology, with the drones, and working smarter and partnering specifically with that. And with regard to the question about the investigation in Bogalusa, and I think that this blueprint that we have in New Orleans is what we are going to carry into Baton Rouge and into Shreveport and Alexandria, which are other crime problem areas in the state. We won't stand up a troop NOLA, but we'll use this same type of enforcement effort and partnership with state, local, and federal agencies that we have seen over the past few months has been very successful. And I don't want to also, I need to acknowledge, you know, Attorney General Liz Mill and her office in the prosecution of our cases. And I know you had DA Jason Williams on earlier, the higher bonds, the sentences which the judges are giving out are making a difference. When we keep them in the lockup, we're able to process things in our crime lab with CODIS and the DNA and NIBIN through the ballistics. And because they have those bonds, which they're obviously reflective of the crimes they're committed in their past record, we're able to go back and locate those folks because we know they're in the parish jail and ask follow-up questions. And oftentimes, they're implicated in other crimes. So additional charges follow as opposed to if they were released on a low bond and then we can't locate them. That is a very effective process and blueprint that we hope to take across the state. So credit to the AG's office for their prosecution, as well as DA Williams for partnering with the AG's office to ensure that we follow the process. And I think you'll hear when Governor Landry comes on later, he's going to specifically talk about not just the arrest, but the process, the prosecution, and of course the judicial side where the judges, because we all know too well that if any of those three parts of the process fail, then we still have a crime problem and we have the repeat offenders. And I think that's why the crime is down, is because they are where they belong. Those who commit violent acts are being held accountable for those actions.
No doubt at all. Couldn't have said it better myself. And I just want to say thank you to you, the men and women of the LSP, the work that you guys have been doing, and all of the assets and resources that Governor Landry has made available to the city of New Orleans. I think everyone recognizes that it has made a difference. In fact, I'm getting text on the text line right now. There's a whole list of places that they're requesting that y'all go to. So, you know,
well, Sheriff, I'll just, yeah.
you know how it is. You know, once you start having some successes, everybody wants you in their backyard, right?
Yes, sir. Look, and we're proud to serve all the residents and visitors of Louisiana and all 64 parishes. But I think what's so important and what we hadn't had in years past and which really has come together under the leadership of many of the federal agencies and the state agencies as well as our local agencies is truly enacting the partnership, not yes. worrying about who gets the credit or who is in lead in the investigation. If we all just participate, we'll have success. And because it's worked so well here, we're confident it's going to work well in those other areas that want to have crime reduction, more importantly, to feel safe in their respective community, parish, or city where they can bring their children to school, they can go to dinner in the evening, they can attend events on the weekend with their family, go to faith-based house of worship, and not feel like some bad crime or they're going to be a victim of any type of crime in their area. And we're confident that that's going to work for us in those other areas.
Well,
although it won't be a troop NOLA with a physical bricks-and-mortar structure that I know some have asked in Baton Rouge, we still feel that we can be successful in those areas.
And I'm confident that you will as long as everyone stays to the mission, right? And we really appreciate you spending time with us this morning. We know that you're incredibly busy. Colonel Robert P. Hodges, Superintendent of the Louisiana State Police. Thank you, sir. Have a great week.
Thank you, Sheriff.
And stay safe, my friend. We'll be right back, folks. After the break, we'll visit with Greg Rusevich, chair of the Metropolitan Crime Commission and also past chairman of the New Orleans Crime Coalition. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.